We just thought it would be wonderful to hear what God's doing in their lives. And so I'm going to hand it over to you, Kyle.
Two years ago, we shared our testimony about our trip to Honduras and the healing we had experienced around our journey to become parents. We still had many unanswered questions, but we had the certainty that a child was in our future. We were left with the assurance that God is good, God has a plan, God answers our prayers. In the months following the testimony, we started pursuing the domestic adoption in earnest, and we had many hours of online adoption classes, seemingly endless paperwork, lots of home study interviews, but we were finally approved to adopt and started our search. It's often the case that God doesn't make the process easy, but he used it to grow our faith. As the months wore on, we were forced to examine ourselves to see what things were just our preferences and what things were part of God's call. We even had to ask ourselves the question that if God ever gave a clear no to us being parents, would we be okay with that? Thankfully, I didn't have to answer that question. But we really felt the doldrums that Kent Martin had talked about last week. We were just sort of waiting for God's breeze to move us along. Sometimes when God brings his breeze, he brings a hurricane instead. This is Kira. So the Friday before we knew anything about Kira, Bethany had spoken with a doctor on the phone about some medical issues that it turned out Kira would end up be facing, and had given us the confidence to be comfortable with that. And then that Sunday, we were sitting in church listening to a testimony, and God seemed to start stirring a little bit, saying, "You're going to be up there soon, giving me glory." And I was like, "That's weird." But we didn't realize how quickly that would be.
On Tuesday, we received word about a baby girl who was going to be born the next day on January 13th. And while we were nervous, we had a sense that God was saying this was our daughter, and we decided to have our profile presented. And earlier in our journey, I think that our prayer would have been that we would have been picked. But that night, our prayer was that God would grant wisdom to both expectant parents as they poured over profiles of potential adoptive parents, and that the C-section would go smoothly the next day. And on the evening of that Thursday, the day after Kira was born, we received the call from the Placing Adoption Agency in Florida saying that Kira's first parents had chosen us to be her forever parents. And moreover, all of them, including Kira's birth grandma, had looked at several profiles and independently chosen us. We were overjoyed and started making phone calls to family and friends. And then we were hit with the logistical challenge this was going to be. Because of some complications during pregnancy, we knew that Kira would be staying in the NICU for a while, followed up by 2 weeks waiting on the Florida and the Virginia governments to give us clearance to leave with our little girl. And we thought, exactly how long would this take? Where would we stay? Would we have to eat out every day? How would Colin's work feel about an extended time away from the office? It ended up being almost 2 months. Do we have everything we need for a newborn? Is our car big enough for this kind of trip? What will Kira's birth parents be like? And will we be able to forge a lifelong relationship with them? Those were big questions that we had.
The thing about God's plan is he doesn't often share much of it at once. But at every turn, just in time, we found provision. So some of you all remember the Snowmageddon. We left the weekend before that. If it had been one more week, we might not have been able to get down there. So we missed winter for almost 2 months. We looked at our car and said, this car is not big enough to take a Florida trip with all of the baby stuff and bring a baby back, and so we decided to rent a slightly bigger car. We got there and the rental agency said, well, we don't have a car for you, but here's a minivan for the same cost. So that was amazing. We were still worried. We didn't have a hotel. had no idea where we were going to stay. We had done a little research, and the agency had told us about Ronald McDonald House, and unfortunately, you don't hear about that far in advance. You hear about that the day you're able to go in. But we were on I-4 between Daytona and Orlando, and about 15 minutes away from the hospital, and we got the call from the Ronald McDonald House that we had been allowed to stay there. And then we found out that volunteers provide lunch and dinner every day. So, and then there was a, Bethany really loves animals, if you know her. And there turned out to be a therapy dog, Mr. O, who would come visit often. So Kira's NICU stay ended up being about 6 weeks. We were told when we got there, oh, maybe it's going to be 5. And then we were told, no, it's going to be like 6 to 8. And we're like, ah. But because of that, we were able to get to know her birth parents a little bit better. We got to go out to dinner with them a couple times and spend some afternoons with them. So reflecting on our journey, we feel like we can continue to say that God is good. Even when we're in doubt, God has a plan, but doesn't reveal it ahead of time. God answers prayer, but in a way that rarely matches our preconceptions. It's better than you can imagine.
She's also the most photographed baby in the... I'm going to ask Carol if you come up and pray for them. Carol and Gary have their own biological children, but they've also adopted children over the years, and I couldn't think of anyone better to pray a blessing over them as they take on this new role.
Father God, we thank you for your plans and purposes, not only for Colin and Bethany, but also for Kiera. And Father, we thank you for your goodness in all of the situation. We thank you that you have shown yourself faithful. Father, I ask that you would impart your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, your discernment for Colin and Bethany as parents, as new parents. And Father, that you would be not only at work in their lives, but Father, also in Kira's life. Father, I pray that you would give Kira a teachable heart, that she would be willing to receive the instruction of her parents that's in line with your word, Father, and your will. And Father, that you would fulfill your plans and purposes for her life as well. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your blessing. We ask that you continue to just pour out your blessing on this family, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I told Bill I wasn't going to stand next to him at any point in the service.
Yeah. Mom put out.